Hare Krishna. Don't divorce who you are from whose you are. Who we are is the first lesson that the Bhagavad Gita gives us. It explains that we may have various names and designations, but those all refer to our body. Our identity is actually beyond the body. So, our identity is beyond the body. That means that we are not, we are at our core souls. And understanding this is very important. This helps us to become freed from many of the attachments and entanglements of this world. But this is only the first step. After that, we need to go further. We need to recognize that whose we are. That means we are souls, but we are also parts of Krishna. Bhagavad Gita explains this in the 15th chapter. Mamaivam sho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha. Krishna says, Mamaiv amsho jiva loke. The jivas, the souls are my amshas. They are my parts. This understanding is foundational for our steady progress on the spiritual path. Because without this understanding, if we divorce who we are from whose we are, then we start envisioning ourselves to be the absolute truth. Aham Brahmasmi. We understand I am Brahma. And then we understand, we imagine that there is the absolute truth, which is Brahma, and I am that Brahma. So therefore we start imagining that we are God. And this way, the conception of, when we divorce the conception of who we are from whose we are, then we may become free from various anarthas like lust or greed, but we get entrapped by the anartha of pride. Because we become proud of our spiritual self-conception. The notion, the claim that we are God is actually the ultimate manifestation of pride. And we need to protect ourselves from that. And protecting ourselves from that means that we connect our our identity with our relationship. So, I am a soul and I am a part of Krishna. I am meant to love and serve Krishna. And actually, this connectedness also makes spiritual life more practical and relishable. Because if we just focus on I am the soul, then everything, then what we can essentially do is focus on negation. Oh, I am not the body, I am the soul. And negation and rejection of material things is not a source of satisfaction. It is only actually a source of dissatisfaction. It requires enormous self-control. But when we focus on a relationship, we focus not on, oh, this is material, I am the soul. We focus on, okay, how can I serve Krishna? And that's how, even when we are amidst material things, we can still serve Krishna and we can actually be more active, be more assertive. Not focusing on rejecting material things, but on connecting material things with Krishna. And in that way, spiritual progress also becomes joyful, rather than stressful or painful. Because we are not focusing on rejection, we are focusing on connection. And remembering whose we are also gives us a much more fulfilling focus for our thoughts. Because just focusing on I am the soul, I am the soul, I am the soul, you know, we can't even conceive the soul right now. So how long can we just meditate on I am the soul? But when we understand I am part of Krishna and Krishna is my Lord, we focus on Krishna, and Krishna is all attractive. He has a beautiful form, he has relishable pastimes, he has sweet names, and there are many songs glorifying him. So in that way, both in terms of meditating on the absolute truth and acting in the material world, connecting our identity with our relationship makes spiritual life joyful. Thank you. Hare Krishna.